We'll go tropo in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Mid-South studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with the December 9th Rain Report podcast.
I want everybody, first of all, to take a good deep breath, because a lot depends on the weather, and a lot depends as to the makeup of our atmosphere, as to how far we can talk, how far we can visualize on digital ATV.
Who else would introduce a forum about tropo at the Dayton Hamvention like that than Gordon West, WB6NOA? Many of you will recognize the name Gordon West from his various ham radio materials sold for decades in Radio Shack. Gordo lives in Southern California and loves the ever-changing weather conditions that make long-range oceanic tropo possible. So just what is tropo anyway? Just ask Gordo.
Our atmosphere is made up of oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, dry air, helium, neon, xenon, and thanks to lunch today, methane, carbon monoxide, you get the idea. And with normal air, it gets cooler as we go higher. And with normal air, for every 300 feet, we lose 1 degree. So a mile up, we lose 20 degrees Fahrenheit. Moisture also decreases logarithmically as we go higher. Pressure decreases as we go higher, all in normal air. But something occurs between the Pacific Coast and Hawaii, and it also occurs here in the state of Ohio, all the way down to Texas in one way, as well as to the East Coast. And through tropospheric ducting, the compression of the atmosphere, we many times can talk a great deal further, and we can see TV pictures a lot further. It doesn't occur in the ionosphere, but rather it occurs in the troposphere. So next time you want to squirt some ATV signals over hundreds of miles that normally would not take place, take a look outside and see what the weather is like. A day like today, good luck. We're probably down about 3 dB on being able to get through. But in the warm summer months, warm air is going to get trapped above the ground cooler air. And, of course, it'll be below the cool, dry air. And this warm air, as it begins to settle in, usually settles in with a high-pressure system. So for those of you that want to make some long-haul tropoducting contacts via ATV, look for that warm air and that they call it subsidence inversion. And during the subsidence inversion, there's a sharp change in the refractive index of air. And that sharp change, I just came from the Denver ham show, you can literally see. And, of course, some of the digital ATV work that those of you from the Denver area did last year, you could almost see that you are going to be a success. Ducting occurs over ocean areas as well, and we can see some ominous figures. This one is of a normal island as well as a ship. Those oil derricks out there on the water look like they are on stilts, but it's actually a refraction of the ionosphere. Those of you up in the Great Lakes area saw something the other night on the Weather Channel where sometimes you can see the other side. That's pretty exciting, usually in July and August. Here's a very interesting shot that was taken out in Southern California showing a supertanker, and it was an upside-down refractive of that tanker. The big deal is our VHF, UHF, ATV signals can get caught up in that refractive index and travel literally for miles. What we want it to do out in Southern California is to have it travel all the way to Hawaii. And you would think that, well, Hawaii's not going to make it on 400 megahertz. Take a listen to this transmission just before we made one of the first ever one-way contacts with Hawaii. This is from Paul, the late KH6 Hotel Mike Echo. Now, Paul's a good ham. I just asked him where he was, and he gives me a 10-minute report. And, of course, the band dies by then, but it comes back.
How is that coming out there? Is signal strength still holding up in the garden?
Yeah, it's
here is, Paul. Tell us what mode you're on and tell us what frequency, over.
Take a listen. 2,500 miles. .432.074. For those of you on 70 centimeters, whether it's ATV or repeaters, this could happen to you.
Okay, Paul, how far apart do you think we are?
2,500 miles. The conditions continued to improve with conditions appearing on 1.2 gigahertz, and that's when we said, Paul, maybe we should try an ATV contact. Well, he had the transmitter, I had the receiver. He also had a receiver, but he didn't have a television. Oh, no. So it was a one-and-a-half-way contact. It followed the Hepburn Report. Hopefully you've all seen the Hepburn Report. The areas of yellow and red, that means conditions are going to be good on tropoducting. So the late Paul, KH6HME, did something that nobody said would happen, and that was to be able to make the contact between Hawaii and California, where we would see his signals. He was almost triggering Mike's repeater up on Sonny Santiago Peak. Wow, two of them. And the big thing is, once you're in the tropo duct, even a portable station like this should be able to do it. Down at the beach, we got busted. This park ranger wanted to know what the hell we're doing on the sand with a big dish. Are we arranging for China to come in and nuke us? But it was sort of funny. But it doesn't take a lot for your ATV signals, either analog at 6 megs wide or maybe digital, even mobile, to make the path. So the big prize was Paul, King Henry VI Hotel Mike Echo, making 2,500 miles over amateur television. And as we go from analog to digital, there is no reason we can't do the same thing digital. So how many folks have gone ATV digital? Let me see your hands. Good. This is great. I expect you to bust that record. So either come to Southern California or maybe squeak a signal from Ohio down to Miami or somewhere like that. But I bet all of you can make it happen on amateur television.
This has been an excerpt from a 2017 Dayton Hamvention ATV Forum voiced by Gordon West, WB6NOA, often referred to as Gordo, talking about tropospheric ducting, often referred to as tropo. While the winter doesn't lend itself to good tropo propagation in much of the United States, you now have something to explore come the warm weather months. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2017 Rain. All rights are reserved. Now for Rain's founder and producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, found on the web on www.therainreport.com and heard Saturday evenings as part of the amateur radio block of programming on WTWW in Lebanon, Tennessee, on the shortwave frequency of 5,085 kilohertz. That's 5,085. Keep on hamming.